Your radio station might be willing at the drop of a hat to give vital emergency information whenever it's needed. That is awesome. But is your website? Today, we'll talk about the importance of emergency information pages.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And we had we're always having emergency situations somewhere around the country. There's tornadoes in the south, and there are actually tornadoes in the north this past month. And lots of just emergency information needs to be out there. And of course, radio is stepping to the call. Shelter information, emergency evacuation information, that sort of thing. Radio is always the best friend that somebody in an emergency situation can have. We've always been that way. But is our radio station websites, is all that information that we are giving out over the air available on our websites as well? Because I know we're in the radio business. We're not thinking about the people who can't listen to our radio stations. People who have hearing impairments, people who they don't do anything else, but their life is online. There are those folks out there as well. And so we probably don't think as often about maybe people with disabilities and these other few that don't listen to our radio station live, but we should, because they are out there. And if we're not thinking about them, then we're not servicing them when the time arises where we need to. So today we're talking about essential information, emergency information pages on our website. And like I said, there's all kinds of disasters out there. It's probably going to be different where you live than where somebody else lives. Down here in the South, we are prone to tornadoes. And every so often, the occasional hurricane will send some very, very bad weather up our way. It may be blizzards where you are, or forest fires, big droughts, floods, that sort of thing. So be thinking of, okay, for my particular area, what information can we provide on our website that can help out people whenever an emergency situation arises? And that is what today's episode is all about. Now, if you haven't checked us out on YouTube, be sure that you're doing that. And when you get there, be sure to like and subscribe too, because this information is not only in the audio form of our podcast, but we also have a video aspect as well. And of course, all of the big show notes are on our website at skyrocketradio.com. All right, so you're never going to know when this information is needed. So it's important to start planning for it right now, because whenever the emergency situation arises, you don't want to be scrambling and to get all of this information on a page, because more than likely, there's already going to be a resource in place that's already going to be established. And so we want you to be the one that's already established before any kind of emergency situation arises. Now, let's talk about some things that are going to be on our emergency information pages. Well, the social media feeds, maybe some RSS feeds to some statewide information, some national information, depending on what the emergency is. You can include these widgets on this page. We're essentially making this page a one-page hub for everything anybody in emergency situation would want. And this could be on your website and on your mobile app as well. You want it as easily accessible as possible to anybody that is needing this information. Twitter feeds are good. Facebook feeds are good. RSS feeds are good as well. Just as long as all this information is on this one page, FEMA, emergency action facilities in your state or around your region, NOAA Weather Radio, all of these places have feeds on their website and over their social media that they're updating in real time, because that's the easiest way to get information out. But perhaps your listeners aren't following them on Twitter or Facebook or anything like that. They can get all that information on this one information page. Enhanced weather updates and maps If you're in a hurricane area, maybe the evacuation routes, all of that in a map form that can easily be picked up on a mobile device or on a website. Interactive weather maps, maybe that show the direction of a storm or a tornado or a hurricane, blizzards, all of that. And the way that the tools are now, they're easily embeddable. So you could take something off of another website and put it on this emergency information page. Even though it may link off to their website, that's fine. In an emergency situation, you want people to know and to trust your website as the one that's going to get them through this. Sure, they might link off if they need to, but they know where to go first next time. You can include some live video content on this emergency information page. All of this will strengthen partnerships that you may have with local TV stations, or if you have the ability, put a live stream there in your studio that goes to YouTube or Facebook or Twitch or any of these other live video sources, and then embed that on this emergency information page. Maybe your newsroom is getting information and updating it more often than your on-air product is. You know, maybe something doesn't warrant wall-to-wall coverage on your on-air side, but it might, maybe in a live video situation where you have maybe a video there in the newsroom or something like that, or your news person is constantly updating that separate from the on-air part. You can put expanded shelter information on this page. So if there's local shelters around your area, you could put that on there. And, you know, if it gets to a really vital emergency situation, you may want to have somebody that is totally dedicated to updating this page in real time. Because, yeah, you could put your shelters out there, but have that person reach out to those shelters and actually see if they're at capacity. So you're not sending somebody all over the place in an emergency situation that might be full. And so that puts them in danger if you're sending them somewhere that might already be to capacity or overfilled to capacity. So you may want to have that person reach out to these places and get real-time information and update this page with real-time information so that you're not doing that. You can also put a comprehensive preparedness checklist on this page. And you may want to expand this over to multiple pages. That's perfectly okay to do, just as long as everything is there in that one hub that they know that they can go and get this information. And if you have all this preparedness checklist, there are all kinds of resources that you could pull this from. There's downloads that you could convert over to text on your website. You don't want to embed everything that you can, because when you embed everything like a PDF, the PDFs are not SEO friendly. So if you embed a PDF on a page, none of that text is going to help you out as far as SEO. We'll get into that in just a minute. But copy all that information and paste it onto this page. I am almost positive that nobody is going to care that you're copying this information and putting it on a page to help somebody else. Anybody in your state, a national resource, they're not going to care about copyright information. They're going to be more concerned with getting this information in front of the people that need it in an emergency situation. So you don't want to do copyright images and stuff like that because you don't know where they got those from, but the text you should be okay with. Critical contact information, phone numbers, email addresses to maybe the statewide agencies. Maybe somebody is missing, and so you want to reach out to give them the right information to reach out to find out if their family members are safe. So all phone numbers, email addresses, websites for the state, your local, any kind of local departments that you want, have it included on this page as well. Really as much information that you would think possible in an emergency situation goes onto this page. So we're talking about interactive elements. We're talking about social media feed, RSS, first aid, shelter information, as much information that you can maintain in real time as possible. Once you have all of this in one hub, then that is going to be a resource for somebody who really needs it and whenever they need it. Now, you can monetize this emergency information page. You're thinking, okay, well, probably not going to be visited very often. And then whenever they do, they're probably not going to be worried about a sale going on. Well, no, no, no. I'm talking about a specific client of yours that would be of help in an emergency situation. Storm shelter. I mean, yeah, you're probably not going to be shopping for storm shelters in an emergency situation. Sure, I know that. But they will know that next time. And we're not going to only be sending people to this emergency information page during times of emergency. We're going to be sending them ahead of the emergency as well. We're going to be promoting this not only when, you know, a tornado has already devastated an area, but we're going to be promoting this before tornado season, at the start of hurricane season, before it gets too dry, before snow is so deep that you can't move. I mean, we're going to be promoting this at other times during the year. So storm shelters, generator sales, that sort of thing. You probably know a whole lot better about your area than I would, but those were two that we've had that I've known to sponsor these kind of information pages in the past. So storm shelters, generator sales, that sort of thing. So yeah, you still can make money with this information page because, again, like I said, we're not just going to be promoting it during an emergency. We're going to be promoting it in preparedness of that season. So that is when folks will want to know, where can I get a generator? Where can I get building supplies to shore up my house? And that sort of thing. Sandbag. So there is money to be made off of this emergency information page. So there are some things that you want to do to increase the engagement and the revenue on this page. Like I said, we're going to be promoting it ahead of time, not just during the emergency situation. You want to promote it on air, over your newsletter, social media feeds, ahead of the storm, at the beginning of this potential season. And you probably want to increase the promotion of it as you really get into it. Or maybe there's a storm coming or imminent or something like that. Increase the promotion of it over those three channels. On air, hit it hard. On your social media and over your newsletter. Be sure that people know where to go whenever emergencies come up. SEO optimization. Be sure that the key points of this page are optimized for SEO. You have headings in the right place. You don't have headings out of place. And what I mean by that is somebody will put a H1 tag because it's bigger script in the middle of a page. Well, that's not where an H1 tag goes, or an H2 tag. I mean, because the text is bigger and a bigger font and that sort of thing. Sure. But SEO totally kicks it out whenever you put those heading tags in the wrong order. So heading, a H1 tag will always be the name of the page. H2 tag will be maybe something that's right below that. And an H3 has to be underneath that, H4, H5. If those are not in the right order, then SEO kicks that entire page out and it's not worth anything. So you want to be sure that you follow the proper SEO optimization techniques for a page. If you have a plugin on your website that helps you out with SEO, it should be able to give you a score on this page and give you any kind of tips in order to make SEO better for it. Be sure that all of your images that you include on there have alt tags and title tags. This is one page that you really want to pay attention to SEO and making sure everything is right on it, because when somebody searches for emergency action kit or something like that in my area, it'd be awesome if that your radio station shows up and maybe the first one or two search results for anything emergency related in your area. That's going to be huge for somebody that maybe is not familiar with your radio station. And they're like, okay, this is the station that everybody goes to when an emergency goes down or when there is a tornado imminent. We have one of those stations here in our market. Everybody knows that you turn to this particular station when there's a tornado. And so, and we're talking about Jackson, Mississippi. We're talking a medium-sized market. So, and it's been that way for the last 30, 40 years. And so if you can have that kind of an impact with your station being the one that people turn to for emergency information and ahead of the storm, that's going to be so, so, so awesome for you. And SEO is going to go a long way into helping that for the folks online. Interactive tools. You can use interactive tools to kind of promote this page, like disaster preparedness quiz, emergency readiness checklist generator. There's all kinds of cool little tools that you can use throughout the year to kind of promote this page. Email and SMS alerts offer your visitors to sign up for emergency alerts via email or text message. That's going to provide them direct communication when times that they absolutely need it. Sure, they may go ahead and sign up for, you know, your Department of Transportation or your local emergency management agency, but they might sign up for yours as well in order to get all kinds of great information off of this page. Community-generated content, that's something that's you could really do once you're in the emergency or you're coming out of the emergency. Have people share information regarding their area, maybe photos of past events or events that they went through, and put all this information as a part of this page as well. Because what that's going to do is that user-generated content, if somebody shares something with your page and you post it, they're more likely to share it out with their social media following. And then those social media followers will link back to the website, and that's going to increase your SEO. So all of this is going to be going in kind of a machine in order to promote this page. So if you can do that, be sure that you find a way to maybe put a form on there and say, hey, submit your tornado photos or your blizzard, how you survived the blizzard photos or something like that. And all that information can go to help the search engine optimization and the reach of your emergency information pages. If you don't have an emergency information page or pages on your website, in your mobile app, I really encourage you to think about that and do something about it before an emergency situation happens. Because whenever I hear, man, local radio came to the rescue after, you know, like when this bridge collapsed or this tornado ripped through this town or this hurricane devastated this community, I think to myself, okay, I'm in the digital space, so my head's automatically going to go to that. You know, how did this come across on their website and their mobile app? Because I know there were some people out there that maybe were hearing impaired or they just didn't have a radio or whatever, but they had their cell phone. Or some of these people were probably listening to the radio station, but could they read the information on shelters and evacuation routes and what, you know, what the Red Cross was doing in their area or whatnot? Could they get that information? And so that's where my head goes to. And if you can be that for your community, I believe that's going to really make your website be an impactful partner for them whenever an emergency arises. All right. Need help with your radio station website? Hey, we're here to help. Reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Hope you have an awesome week making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit betterradiowebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.